Hey everyone, Tim Karskaden here again from Christian Center Shreveport, doing our daily podcast. I hope you're enjoying this week as we're talking about the reward of obedience and how heaven views our obedient acts to the Lord. So how does heaven view them? You know, I don't know how this is all written out. We know that Scripture says, Paul tells us that God has prepared good works before we even were here. In other words, God's got plans, he's got ideas, he's got things that he wants us to do, and all he's asking us to do is be obedient to them. So he calls them good works ahead of time. And now, you know, the manifestation of how it plays out is up to the Lord, but he already has them prepared. This is Psalms 139:16. Which is all the days about our life are written in a book before there was ever one of them. And so we're getting back on script. You know, that's our main teaching we have, it seems, is trying to get everybody on script and obedience to the Lord. Now, we have biblical mandates of obeying the Lord, you know, helping those who are hurting, praying for the sick, etc. Those are undeniable. You don't need a prophetic word to obey the Lord in those areas. You just do them when they present themselves to you, because God will require that of us as believers. That's our job. That's our purpose, I should say, not job. But when you get in that moment, then let the prophetic kick in if you'd like. You know, let the Holy Spirit direct the whole event. When somebody comes to you and asks for prayer for healing, well, okay, so I'm going to start praying. Believe the prayer of faith. I'm going to pray. You anoint them with oil, as Scripture says. Do whatever I need to do. But then why not tap into the prophetic? God, what are you saying? What's through this whole message? Maybe God's got a message for them in their battle. You know, that God would speak that. You know, there's times you're obedient and you don't know if there's going to be results. I remember one time I was asked to go, a family member asked me to come pray for their mother, had breast cancer in the hospital, and I went. And so, you know, I'm a pastor, you know, people call. I didn't have to have, I'm obeying the Lord, not obeying the Lord by going. No, you go. Don't muck this up too much. So I went, get there, and she'd already had surgery, and I was just praying for the recovery, basically, you know, that she would recover well and go on with her life. And as I'm praying, the family's in the room, and as I'm praying, the Lord said, tell her she'll never have cancer again. This is finished, you know. And I said, well, praise the Lord, you know. So I prayed for her recovery, and then I released that prophetic word, you know. There was no excitement in the room. Everybody kind of stared at me like, what's wrong with you? And I couldn't understand. I felt like I obeyed the Lord. I said what I was supposed to say, you know. And I go outside the room, and the family member came in to talk to me and said, thank you for coming, but I need to tell you something. I probably should have told you before you came. When they did the surgery, they said they couldn't get all the cancer. And so she still has cancer. You know, and I had a moment there. I'm like, God, did I miss you, Lord? I know that's what you said to say. I saw it, you know. And so I had a moment there where, you know, obedience is that I could have backed off and say, well, I must have missed the Lord. But I just said, hey, I'm sorry. I'm going to tell you that's what I felt. I felt the Lord said that. And I obey the Lord, so I'm going to stand by what I did. And, you know, left it that. The family didn't, like, well, thank you or anything. It was just like, okay, well, you know, we have the facts. The facts is she's still got cancer. So, you know, I went on, and, you know, it was not an easy. You know, when you obey the Lord, you don't, and you get a slam like that right there in that moment, you wonder, you know, I lost my mind. Obeying the Lord, you know, it'd been better for me just to pray a simple little prayer and God heal her and, you know, move on and then kind of leave it up to the Lord. But he gave me a clear word to say, so I did. Long story short, this has a good ending. I mean, several weeks later, she had to have another mammogram. You know, they wanted to see a CAT scan or something. I can't remember what test they did, and to see, you know, where it had all spread. I guess they were preparing for chemo, et cetera. And to their surprise, there was no cancer. It was gone. I mean, they were astonished. And, you know, they gave me the good report, and I rejoiced. But, I felt I heard the Lord all along the way. So sometimes your obedience may not have immediate reward, but it may have it later. But, you know, you have to still stand when you obey the Lord. And I think sometimes it's a test of our faith is to, did you hear God? Yes. Did you obey God? Yes. And then trust Him from there. And that gets hard, especially when there's no affirmation from humans, no affirmations in the natural that you did the right thing and you're in the will of God in the midst of that moment. It requires that your obedience be there. So these good works that God has prepared for us, most of the time, if not every time, is going to require an obedient act. God's going to ask you to do something, and then you're going to obey. If not God asking you, you have a biblical mandate to do certain things, to respond properly in every situation. You know, if you're being cursed out and you're to respond, you turn away wrath with a kind answer, right? That's what Proverbs tells us to do. Well, you know, that's obedience. You got to obey that word. When your flesh would say, well, I'm going to put this right back on you. I'm going to scream at you just the way you're screaming at me because you're unjust in what you're doing. And now you're in disobedience to the word of God. Okay? So then you elevate the situation. It gets worse. You can actually lose relationships, friendships over that because you chose not to be obedient to the word. Okay. I pause there because I know that hit some of you pretty hard. It hit me pretty hard too. So I'm not just talking about prophetic obedience, but I'm also talking about just biblical obedience. And there's plenty in the scriptures to do, you know, of being obedient. You know, we read the stories of the patriarchs and the prophets of old, and, you know, they, God was speaking to them. And I tend to put more weight on those because, man, those are directives. Obey me now. Do this now, you know. And I guarantee the world's not going to stop. And the disaster is not going to occur just because you weren't obedient. God has backup. You know, He has others that He has planned to use, and He'll find another way where there doesn't seem to be a way because of your disobedience. Don't ever think that the world breakthrough or lack of breakthrough or somebody's salvation or lack of salvation has been on your obedience. God will accomplish His will regardless of your actions. But there's a joy in participating with what He's asked us to do that brings us, one, eternal rewards, heavenly rewards, when we come before the believer's judgment seat. But also, we get to participate in advancing the kingdom of God in the earth. I mean, that's, to me, is enough. Just let me sing my verse in the song, you know, of life, in the song of the kingdom, of advancing the kingdom, advancing in the earth. For us here in America, you know, we're in a very peculiar situation right now. I don't know how to put it. It's horrible what's going on in some areas. You know, it's hard to measure our nation because the media has determined what's going on in our country. And we got to remember they're highlighting certain events and they're ignoring the mass. In other words, what mainly is going on in America. You know, I was just in Israel, and I've been in Israel when there's times of crisis. There was a lot of violence while I was there, and a lot of uprising from the Palestinians while we were there and so forth. You know, but we were doing a tour, and everywhere we went, it was fine. And we'd come home in the evening at the hotel and watch the news to see what happened. We didn't see any of it. You know, 98% of the country was fine and thriving and doing well. 2% was not doing well. And the media wants you to focus on the 2% and tell you how bad things are. Well, that's just not reality. And when you're obeying the Lord, you know, when you're being obedient to God and doing those acts, and as we're praying for our nation, there's plenty of good things going on. Whatever country you're listening to, I know some of you guys in South Africa and in Europe and so forth, y'all have the same situations where you're seeing the same crises and the media elevates the negative and not focus on the positive. And, you know, in your nation and our nation as well, there are tons and I'll say millions probably of Christians who are being obedient every day. And yet we're not seeing a revival. We're not seeing an awakening. We're not seeing, you know, outpourings per se. But that doesn't mean there aren't people being obedient. God is tracking those things. And, you know, unfortunately, when we look at breakthroughs and revivals, it usually takes a hardship, a suffering for that to happen. But it didn't have to, but it usually is the norm. But there are people right now that are sowing and praying. I'm involved in the intercessory prophetic movement, and most of you listening to this podcast are as well. We're praying the stuff that we're expecting a harvest. You know, we are believing for a harvest. But nonetheless, we're going to keep pushing. You know, that's what it means to be, to me, apostolic, is that you do it regardless of what happens, because apostolic is building. I'm building. So when I travel, and as you're listening to this today, I'm in Germany, just pouring into the Germans right now because the Lord told me to go. He said they need help. They're going through a crisis right now. It's a real turn moment for the nation of Germany. So I'm sitting there in obedience. Do I see the turning while I'm there? Most likely no. But will I activate people that will be a part of the turning? Yes, I know that's going to happen. If I can find a few that said, hey, we're going to stand in the gap for our nation, then so be it. That's what we've hit. And we're going to encourage and build them up. You know, why Germany? Why don't you do it in America? Well, I'm doing it in both places. You must do what you're called to do, where you're supposed to do it. And don't judge that by what others are doing or what others are not doing. And that is your measurement. Those are the good works. So I know, as I'm in Germany, God told me to get there. So therefore, he has plans for me. Therefore, he has hearts ready for me. Therefore, he's laid the works for me. And now I just have to show up, get in sync with the Lord. And then when I get there, hear God and do what God says to do. And then I expect a harvest. I expect lives to be changed. I expect it not because of what I did, but because of what the Lord did and what the Lord's going to do. If he's going to ask me and you to be obedient to do certain things, it's because he has a planned reward. He has a planned harvest. He has a planned outpouring. He has a planned blessing coming. And we have to see it from perspective of even far off or up close. It doesn't matter, but far off. There are times, obviously, we show up at harvest time, but for many times, we're not there at that time. But be obedient. Listen to me. I'm encouraging you today to just keep the course. Stay the course. Don't back off. If God's commissioned you to do something, and go after it, regardless of how the manifestation is. And don't let men tell you you're either successful or unsuccessful. Trust the Lord. Have that peace in your heart that when you do it, you knew you did what God asked you to do. Okay. Be blessed today. See you.